Working remotely had brought a great deal of peace of mind to employees, and for reasons other than being able to work from home. Of course, remote working meant they didn't have to directly at least deal with that coworker. And we've all had them, right? The coworker who serves as a launching pad for dark clouds, conflict, pettiness, other toxic elements in the workplace. How should these employees be dealt with? My next guest is here with ideas to help you resolve and stabilize the whole situation. He offers their guidance in his soon-to-be-released book, How to Work with Complicated People, Strategies for Effective Collaboration with, well, nearly anyone. Along with being a best-selling author, he's a highly sought-after business coach and speaker, Ryan Lee. How are you today, Ryan?
I'm doing fantastic, Chris. It's good to be with you today.
And learn more about How to Work with Complicated People, Ryan's new book, RyanLeake.com. Also a bonus if you pre-order through his website and check out his podcast over on iTunes, on Apple.com, and get some of his wisdom that way. But let's start with the basics, Ryan. When we say complicated person, what's your working definition of that?
Phenomenal question. In our research study, we asked participants to give us their definition of complicated. One person wrote, they are really dumb. Another person wrote, Leslie. I said, who's Leslie, and what does she do to you? The next person wrote, Nate, and I said, oh, my goodness, who's Nate? He said, Nate is the personification of complicated. And so what we learned is that complicated is in the eye of the beholder. So in other words, somebody that's difficult to you, that's super petty to you, might be very normal and simple to me, and vice versa. And so you could ask somebody in this world right now, how would you define complicated? And somebody might say, Ryan Leake. And so I think whenever we start there and realize, hey, why don't we all get in this complicated boat together to realize that part of being human means that there is some complexity, I think we're at a really great starting place to be able to work with just about anybody.
You may know this is an accurate parallel or not, but you can. We've all heard stories. Pick whatever sports team you follow, and there's always going to be a conflict, usually between a star player and an underling, and occasionally a star player, star player. I know Vice TV just had a documentary about the Shaq and Kobe wars back in those days with the Lakers.
That's right.
There's all you're not. Not everyone is going to love everyone. Do we have to start with that as something we need to all understand and accept as fact?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's why the book's called How to Work with Complicated People, Strategies for Effective Collaboration with Nearly Anyone, because some people are certified crazy, and you can't work with everybody. It does take two to have a collaborative relationship, but what this book is encouraging people to do is to play their part to the best of their ability and not waste energy worrying about somebody else's part.
Does that come down to understanding the difference between accepting versus tolerating someone who's just not gelling with you?
I actually think what sort of builds the bridge is actually not necessarily accepting or tolerating, but doing your best to do understanding.
Okay.
Moving towards somebody with curiosity. Yes, they have a pace and a preference and a personality that might get on your last nerve, and it may be toxic, but behind a toxic, complicated, difficult person is often a complicated, difficult, and toxic behind the scenes. And the more you move towards that person and go, wait, why are you the way that you are? It doesn't necessarily make them less complicated, but it does make you more understanding. And you actually will give a lot more grace to somebody you know when you know what they've been through versus somebody that you're just judging based off of their behavior.
And that won't always be something they'll be willing to talk about. I mean, we've talked about on here in the show various topics, including someone facing hunger with the family, economic differences, difficulties, domestic abuse is another one. That there's a lot of things that people are suffering in silence with, or they think they're in silence, but their actions are not knowingly, maybe not even willingly, communicating what they're dealing with inside.
No question about it. And I happen to have an encouraging text that I send out every single week to about 20,000 people. One week I sent out, hey, is there anything going on in your life that I can pray for? I got 3,000 responses of people from all kinds of faith or no faith at all. And I could not believe the amount of things that came on my phone. And I thought to myself, these people are going to work with so much, and I guarantee you, they told me things their boss does not know. And so I just kind of live with this mantra of, man, somebody's going through a storm that they've never told you about. I just assume it. I assume that they've got more going on in the background than they would ever tell me. And when I have that posture, I'm amazed that they eventually tell me. My corporate superpowers, I can get just about anybody to tell me how they're really doing. And I can tell you, people are not doing nearly as well as they post on LinkedIn.
So Ryan Leake with his upcoming book, How to Work with Complicated People, RyanLeake.com, the website. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Seeing a person clearly, I guess, is the one of the, you know, Superman had his X-ray vision. What do we need to do to see a person in the way that can be understanding of them? Is it by listening more than talking more? Is that one step forward?
I think it's the art of asking the right questions. A curious person asks lots of questions. A great question is, hey, what's it like to be you? Hey, what's it like to be you? I want to take a mile in your shoes. What's it like to be you when you work here, when you got hired here? Maybe my path seemed easy. Oh, it's easy to work here for you, but maybe not for them. Hey, what's it like to be you? Tell me a story. And so what you're doing is you're asking an empathetic question that isn't making an assumption. I can tell you about many issues around even just being an African-American in America, for example. Well, just because I'm an African-American in America doesn't mean I share the same story as all African-Americans in America. And so even when I'm sitting with another African-American, I don't go, yeah, it was the same for us. No, I go, hey, what's it like to be you? What was your story? Because I don't have that same story. I have my own story, and I want to be respectful of each and every person's story. And so being able to take a step back and make no assumptions and ask lots of questions, I think postures you to be a person that other people want to work with.
Well, you're not saying to placate a person and let them be what they're being. Is it a better way to look at somebody? Like, I guess our human nature would be, oh, I'm not gelling with this person. We push that person away. We build a wall up between us.
Oh, yeah.
Go the other direction. Try to include them as much. It might be a challenging and difficult to get along with them at first, but if that complicated person is feeling some acceptance by someone who they probably didn't even expect it from coming just because of what their track record is, then you'll be breaking their wall down.
Absolutely. What you're trying to do is you're trying to do your part as best as you possibly can and build a bridge with that person. Again, they're not always going to play in the same sandbox the way that you are. They may not be reading this book like you are. People who read this book are trying to get better at their relationships. I often say, stop expecting people to change who aren't trying to. People that are trying to grow, you can expect them to change because they're going to expend resources to do so. They're going to seek out coaching to do so. They believe, hey, I want to get better at leadership. I want to get better at collaboration. I want to take a seminar. I want to read a book. Most people are like, no, I'm just going to do me and you do you, boo-boo. Nevertheless, I think when you step back and say, hey, you know what? I want to have proper expectations for this person and be able to say, hey, I'm not expecting you to change, but that doesn't mean that I can't. And so you can't change complicated people, but you can change your response to them.
Is this something that is best accomplished at an even level, worker to worker, as opposed to bringing in HR or a manager or even the business owner, depending on the size? And someone who's coming from the even further outside that's going to come in the middle of the movie and not really sure what's happening here.
Well, I think in those moments, what you want to be able to do, and I talk about this in the book, is you want to be able to fight factually. You don't want to bring in personal vendettas. You can always feel when somebody's got a gripe in the conversation versus where they're just talking about, hey, and so whenever we start one of those conversations, whether you should bring somebody else in, bring in a middleman, so to speak, you know, what you're saying is, hey, I really want us to have a thriving working relationship. And I realize that there may be some things that were off-putting to you, and there are some things that you did that were off-putting to me. But hey, how can we move forward? It's like you're being an adult in that relationship, and that may not work. And then it's like, okay, well, hey, we do have to involve HR, but you want to keep your posture, your demeanor, and your tone very, very calm and very, very mature to be able to say, hey, this is not about a personal vendetta against this person. Are we best friends? No, but do I want a thriving working relationship because we do have a job to do? Absolutely. And so, hey, I love the phrase, I could be wrong, but I could be wrong. Hey, here's the deal. This is what I think you did. This is how it came across to me. I could be wrong. Maybe that wasn't your intention, but that was what I felt. What you're saying is I'm still expressing my story and how I feel, but I'm also making space for yours. I think when you do that, you put yourself in a really good position.
I have to wrap up here, but it's also for you listening to remember that the person is there because they have a talent, a skill, a value to the company. They might not be personality positive, but productivity, they must have an asset there. Otherwise, they wouldn't be there. So that's part of the picture, too, you have to remember. But what Ryan does, he offers conflict resolution in ways that can stabilize what could be a very fluid situation. How to work with complicated people. Strategies for effective collaboration with nearly anyone. RyanLeek.com. Let's do his podcast at Apple.com. And Ryan, you provide answers and a path to solutions. That's always important for any business of any size. Mission accomplished in this case. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much.